On today's Tech Help for Churches, 8 reasons to consider WordPress for your church's website. Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host today. And I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. You can leave a comment there, or you can see all the other ways to contact me. Paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com is my email address. The phone number, 1-877-POD-ECHO, 1-877-763-3246, is also a good way to get a hold of me if you're more of a telephone person. Let's say you're more of a Twitter person. No problem. I did happen to write the book on Twitter for churches, so you might think that I might have a Twitter account, which I have 4 or 5. But the main one is Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanCliff. And if you have trouble remembering which way to spell Allen and how many F's in Cliff, just think it's the shortest possible way to spell all those, and there's no E's. So I hope that helps you as you try and get a hold of me. So let's talk, shall we, about one of the ways that you can help out around here. And I'm always looking for people to help out to make this program possible, to take it up a notch, to fill in some of the gaps, because right now I'm only one guy, and quite frankly, the number of things that I know that I could do to help make things more smoothly, make things happen more smoothly, and the time that I have to do that, they're not the same. So while I'm more than happy if someone would come on and volunteer some time to help with some of the administrative things, some typing out of show notes, etc., it's also the case that there are people who have already joined me in this by donating a little money. So if you want to head over to patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff, spelled the same as the Twitter handle. So the address is patreon.com/PaulAlanCliff. To support the show, that would be very helpful. Every dollar helps, and you can support for as little as a dollar a month, or I've got special gifts for people that do more than that. So I've got people at a couple of different levels, and the $1 a month level gets my eternal thanks and gratitude. The $5 a month level gets one of my books. So, and it just goes up from there. So I'd love for you to join me in making this show possible, because really my dream is that there would be no church anywhere in the world, or no Christian ministry anywhere in the world, that has technical questions that go unanswered. I would love to be that resource. And while I don't know everything about technology, I would love to bring in more and more experts so that we can answer all the questions that churches all over the world can have. And donating to Patreon in my name would be helpful to make that dream a reality. So let's start talking a little bit about WordPress. Last week on Tech Help for Churches, I told you all about some considerations that you may not have thought about if you're thinking about going with a proprietary web host. Well, this, let me tell you what I recommend and what I recommend, why I recommend it. So I'm recommending WordPress.org, not to be confused with WordPress.com. WordPress.com is the for-profit arm of WordPress, but their system is more limited. what I want you to do instead is look at WordPress.org. WordPress.org is the open source backend for WordPress.com, and it's much more flexible. So let's go through some of the advantages of going with the WordPress.org installation on a server that you rent space from. And by the way, you don't actually have to rent space for it. In the U.S., for example, 501c3 companies can get free WordPress, free website hosting through Dreamhost. So that's most churches in the U.S. could get a free website through Dreamhost and then put WordPress on it, which is free, and they'd have a great website, or it's a great skeleton to build a website upon. So that is one of the advantages, by the way, is cost. WordPress.org is free. Free, free, free. I have a friend who says, if it's free, it's for me. Well, you might also guess that he's a WordPress developer. So he loves WordPress. It is just for free, it's remarkably powerful. Now, there are other free content management systems that are much more flexible than WordPress, but in my opinion, WordPress provides a great conjunction of ease of use and power. So those are a couple of other things that I want to talk about. Let's first talk about ease of use. Now, the initial install took me a little while to get through because I hadn't done anything with MySQL databases or anything like that before. Now, I've been using WordPress for, I want to say, 7 years or so on trinitydigitalmedia.com. It took me a little bit of time getting used to it. Before that, I was using Blogger. But once I got that installed and made the switch and just went through my back catalog of blog posts, putting them into categories and the like, all of a sudden, just a whole range of possibilities opened up for me. So, in creating a new post, you log in and there's a new post button, and you can just write in the WordPress backend very similarly to how you can write in on Google Docs or Microsoft Word. It's actually pretty straightforward. Now, if you want to get in and write the code, the HTML for some things, you know, to bold something, you write the appropriate code to write a link, you do the ahref equals that, you can do that, but that's a different button. So you can train a pastor or an administrator or someone like that in your church to do the basics of content creation in just a few minutes. And it's not all that hard, and you can go back through, you can set it up to where if they have issues, like if they're always doing things to the text that it needs to be edited or anything like that, you can also set approval layers so you could have them just write the text and then you can go back in and format it before it's actually shown live on the website. So that's something that I'm really a huge fan of. For example, ChurchMag, churchm.ag, is a site that I write for about monthly. And they're built entirely on WordPress, and they've got tons and tons of authors. And so what happens is people write an article, and then it's set for approval. Then Eric Dye, who owns the site, goes through and approves the content. So it's not the case that someone could just go crazy and go off the reservation and talk about how the Bible is the mark of the beast. Don't get me started on that, because that's self-referentially not true. It can't be true because, anyway, sorry, just one of the things that I've seen online that I want to argue with, because I'm not fully sanctified yet. But, so someone can't go crazy on the site and have it go live, because they just don't have that as an ability. So you have, I guess, the ability, and we might call this under advanced features, which is one of my other categories of why you should go with WordPress. You have the advanced feature of limiting roles. So someone can be an author, but not an editor. Someone can be a member, but not a contributor. So they can do different things based on what their membership level is on the site. And so, counterintuitively, you might think that you'd want your pastor to be the editor, but it could be that there are too many details there that the pastor really just doesn't have time to deal with. But it would be helpful if the person in charge of the website was an editor, an owner of the site, and could tweak the design and such, where the pastor might just be a contributor or a writer and put in information, but not necessarily hit the publish button or not necessarily tweak the design on a week-to-week basis. So that's one of the advanced features, is the ability to set different roles. One of the things that I really like about it is its flexibility. So while WordPress was designed as a blogging platform, it can be a content management system. So the way a blog is typically organized is reverse chronological. So your most recent blog entry is the one that shows up first, then the second most recent, then the third most recent, etc., etc., all the way back to the very first post. That's the blog style, but you also have something called pages. Now, pages have the ability of being out of the reverse chronological order. So you can have an about page, for example. And the about page isn't, the order of the pages isn't changed by the indication of the time with the about page. If the about page was written a year ago, no problem. It still shows up on the main page, maybe in the main menu. That's up to you, actually. And it's not related to a date. If you change it today, it's not going to show up on the front page in a way that you don't want it to. You just have some flexibility there. You also have flexibility in the servers that you can put it on. So the services that I talked about last week, some of them are very, very good. But if you choose, for whatever reason, let's say they get too expensive, let's say you just don't like them, maybe the customer service isn't good, whatever the reason, doesn't matter. If you choose to leave one of those services and you decide that you want to go with a new web host, you've got to do everything from scratch. Some of them allow you to export the content, but the design has to be redone. A lot of things have to be redone if you're using a proprietary system. With WordPress, you can stay with WordPress and change your web host every day if you wanted to. And there would not be a problem with it whatsoever. You could move your design from one web host to another, to another, to another. And from the standpoint of the people looking at your website, that wouldn't change. They wouldn't see any difference. And yet, you could change from shared hosting, which is kind of the low level, all the way up to a private server or multiple servers, and people just wouldn't see a difference in there whatsoever. So that's another thing that I really, really like, the flexibility of the implementation and the servers. Next, let's talk about import and export. So let's say that right now you have your information on another service. There are importers that will allow you to import from those other services into WordPress. And you can export a document from WordPress and get all your content if you wanted to go to some of the other services. So there's a level of flexibility there that you just don't have with some of the more proprietary systems. The better ones do have that as ability, but not all of them do. Next, let's talk about support. If you have a problem with WordPress, it's such a large install base that someone probably also has the same problem, and they've probably figured out a solution. And new features are added all the time, either through plugins, which it has a plugin architecture, so if you need a calendar plugin or a podcasting plugin, or just fill in the blank, editorial calendar is one of my favorites. A social media plugin, I use one of those as well. You can just add that into WordPress, and it's actually fairly easy to do as long as you've got the appropriate administrative level of privileges. It's basically like searching on Google for what you want and clicking a couple of buttons, and then it just brings it on in. So that's really nice to have the support of a large community that built WordPress, built the plugins for WordPress, and can help you solve problems and extend WordPress. I've already talked a little bit about the availability of it, that you can get it pretty much anywhere. Unless there's some sort of countrywide exclusion, it's just available for you to download and use. And you can even, this is one thing I've also done, is I've run it locally on my machine, not for other people to see, but while I'm developing a theme, that I can run the full website on my computer and I can see how it will look before I upload the theme to my main installation on a server in the cloud somewhere. So finally, I've alluded to this just a bit, but I think that one of the great features of it is design. And it is that if someone knows CSS and HTML and a little PHP, they can do some pretty advanced designs. So while you might have seen a lot of WordPress sites that look alike, it's not the case that they have to look like that. They can look a couple of different ways, actually more than a couple of different ways. You could have a single column, you can have two columns, either a navigation column on the left, a navigation column on the right, or you can have three columns, one on the left, one on the right, and then the content in the middle. I've seen two columns on the left, then the content to the right. I've seen two columns on the right and the content to the left. I've even seen some Pinterest-type designs. So you can design it in a lot of ways. Now, it could be that you're concerned because you don't personally know CSS or HTML. Well, there are also advanced themes that you can buy. These are typically not free, but that you can buy that are more drag and drop in their orientation. So you can say, hey, yeah, let's change this background color to pink, let's make it three columns, etc., etc. And a lot of themes nowadays are already responsive. So the theme that I use is called Responsive, and I've tweaked it with my own header image and a few other things, but it's a responsive website. So if you visit it on an iPhone, an Android phone, a tablet, an iPad, you know, any of those, then it's really great that you can see something that's very usable, very easy to interact with, etc. So I think that is one of the key advantages to WordPress, is just the flexibility of the design. So how about you? What have I left out? I talked about the design, the advanced features, the cost, the availability, the ease of use, the support, import-export, and the flexibility in both servers and implementation. I think that there are perhaps other reasons to use WordPress. Some people just swear by open source. And I suppose that is one of the advantages, that since it's open source, a lot of eyes are on the code and a lot of eyes can find things that are broken more easily than a small team of developers can. And that also means that it's much more extendable, etc., etc. So that's why I recommend WordPress for your church's website. If you have any questions or comments, put them in the comments below. Or if you're listening to this on audio, don't forget to drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or head over to my website, trinitydigitalmedia.com, and you can comment there. So I hope that that helps you. I hope that that you can use this information as you're building your website, because all churches in the 21st century need a website if you're going to go out and change eternity. Until next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.